Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kenya, and I am the host for today. We have a very special guest that will be joining us momentarily. And her name is Miss Larissa. I'm going to give you guys a little background in just a few moments. So we are talking about an examination of domestic violence. Today's special and honored guest is Larissa from Ukraine, or modern-day Russia. She'll explain more in detail where she's from when we get her on the line. You're going to hear from Miss Larissa, who tells her story as well as her son's story. She is a young mother that has an innocent son who's allegedly illegally detained without bail. He has not been charged with the crime. He has not been charged with the crime by the courts. Miss Larissa has stated in her letter to us that, and I quote, "I can't sleep bringing my son to America. The American dreams have turned into nightmares," end of quote. She continues to say, and I quote, "If you do not have money in America, there is no equal justice, and therefore you are treated inhumane or have no human rights," end of quote. She claims her son is being detained and are being denied medical care. Again, she claims that her son is being denied medical care as a detainee. Allegedly, this is happening in prisons across America. Do you have a family member that has been falsely accused? Do you have a story that you'd like to share with us on our show today? Please give us a call. 563-999-3676. The phone lines will be open. We are going live right now. Please give us a call and tell us we'd like to hear your story. We're going to bring Miss Larissa on in just a few moments. For those of you that are just now tuning in to our show for the first time, again, my name is Kenya, and I have my very own podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter as Kenya, K-I-N-G-Y-A. My podcasts are also available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, Anchor, TuneIn, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Just look for Kenya, K-I-N-G-Y-A. So with no further ado, we are going to go to the phone lines, and we are going to bring Miss Larissa on the line in just a few moments. Any other callers that are on the line, if you just press the number one, then I'll know that you're there, and I'll know that you have a question that you'd like to ask our special guest today. So with no further ado, we are going to introduce Miss Larissa. Hey, Larissa, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Kenya. Thank you for inviting me for your show. I mean, I'm really so appreciate because it looks like no one really wants to hear, you know, struggling, unless some people will be the same situation like me and my son now. And
yes.
So I, when I watched your episode, A Man's Journey into Darkness, I also wanted to say that it's like my personal journey. It's like mother journey to the darkness of U.S., United States of America justice system. And
yes,
like there is like so much myth became about America. You know, when you read this legend of Alliance and you read these words, so that is justice for all. You know, one nation under the God, with liberty and justice for all. It's just not the truth, because I still remember that. December 14, when I learned that my son is in jail, and he was jailed without any physical evidence, only based on his now-to-be, soon-to-be ex-wife accusation, only. Just think about it. There is no physical evidence, and only words goes into it. And he reveals like he had no legal representation. He was received a public defender only after 8 days of being in jail. after 8 days, and the night when he was arrested by his, now, like I said again, to be wife, soon to be ex-wife, who is actually not even a United States citizen, but because of marriage to my son, she got the her permanent residence and now eligible to United States, and it's absolutely different subject we can go, but I know we have only half an hour, but what I want to say is that my journey was just to learn about American justice system, and I just realized that there is no presumption of innocence, because if you're in jail, if you get a, like I said, maybe I was not clear, no, my son got a bail. But a bail was set on $4,100,000. Just think about it. Without any evidence. And I started discovering when, how it's happened, how it can be happened in America when just injustice. And I had to go literally, it's not federal law, it's a state, it's a California law, because my son is in jail in San Diego County. And I had to learn about DA office in San Stefan. I really would like to spend so much time, because there is not sometimes problem with the law. Law might be written right, nice, but when prosecutors and the judges taking their law in their own hands, and when they try to write their laws, I mean, that's what became wrong. They all talk about this criminal justice, you know, reform, and I just can't imagine how they can achieve it if it's like that common law system and system of procurors and judges have this literally enormous power. You know, it says that no one above the law. No, there is above the law. There is above the law people who writing that law, you know, who making it like their own law, interpret it as they want, because it's very convenient for them. And the same way...
And Larissa, it's interesting that you mentioned that. You pointed on a few different things. Again, for those that are just tuning into our show, I am King Ya. I am the host of this show for today. And you are listening to Ms. Larissa, who is she's an immigrant from Ukraine or modern-day Russia. She has her United States naturalized citizenship, so she is a citizen of the United States, and she's telling you her story. We're going to get a little background information on her and her journey to the Americas in just a few moments. However, because we want to paint the picture for you, or we don't want to paint the picture, but we want to give you guys and just a little history and background on Larissa, her family, and the process that they had to go through to become citizens here in the United States. And since she has been a citizen of the United States, her son has been illegally detained. How old is your son? Let me ask that question first.
No, he's 13 now. We came to America when he was 10 years old, and we came from Crimea. That's why I tried to explain that Crimea, when we immigrated in 1999, it was a part of Ukraine since 1953. It's a long story, but in 2014, as maybe many of you know, they talk about the annexion of Crimea by Putin, and Crimea became part of Russia now. That's what I emphasize. I was born in Russia, but my son was born in 5 years of Russia.
Okay. And how old is he now again? I'm sorry.
He's 30 years old now. My son is 30
years old. He's
30
years old now. Okay, your son is 30. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and we immigrated to America in 1999 because Ukraine, it's always was and is a very corrupt country, and crime and mafia was just running, especially in Crimea. It was no law. I mean, it was law written by mafia and by Kiev, and that is, I really don't want to go to that subject, but it's what...
Sounds like a story for another show.
Yeah. But what is it? I understood that my son has no future in Ukraine. You know, that's why we immigrated to America, and everything was going nice and smoothly. He became student studying chemistry in local St. Louis University. But then he met this woman who was from Taiwan on a student visa, and all problems started from that point. Alex said, I will
what happened,
not
really... Larissa? What happened? What is he accused of?
What his wife accused, no, I mean, soon to be ex-wife, because they discussed divorce, and it was always problem and drama. I'm learning so much stuff now. He was not telling me all the story, but now I'm learning much, and I'm talking to his public defender and discovering she decided to accuse him. You know what, like, it's the best way to say that some people just try to, you know, like, fake and get in a pass because they know that law will be on their side, especially in California, in San Diego, or actually all men who was wrongly accused their spouse. And so she accused him of sex crimes against his oldest daughter. I mean, that's oldest daughter, she's now 10. That's the reason he will stay with that woman, even married her, because he wanted to be a father. You know, he did not want to abandon his daughter, who actually, like many other men, you know, some men learn that their girlfriend is pregnant and they will walk away, but it was not my son. And I was so proud of him, but I knew from the beginning it will be a problem. She was in evil. And I will send you, Kenja, that links to some websites what I was reading. It's like InnocentDead.org or National Child Abuse Defense and Resource Center. Pardon my accent.
Okay.
And you can read so many stories, and it's like false allegation, and it's a child abuse false allegation. It's a crime itself. And
yes, and it's an act of domestic violence. And domestic violence across America is horrible. You have true cases of domestic violence that has been committed against people, and definitely those people that are involved in that, unless it's self-defense, they should definitely be punished. But when they are falsely accused, there should be justice for those that are falsely accused. And it's horrific, the stories that we hear, the stories that we see. Our chat line is open for those that are tuning in to our show, An Examination of National Domestic Violence. And our special and honored guest is a young lady by the name of Miss Larissa. And she is telling you the story about her son, who is being illegally detained right now with a bond, a bail that it's definitely unaffordable. They are not able to afford that type of bail money. Larissa and I, we spoke, and a couple of days ago, she wrote a letter to us, and basically she was saying that she heard from her son February 19th, and his public defender told him that the forensic report did not show that there were any sex crimes and abuse against the alleged victim. But I guess his ex-wife stated that that there was a verbal accusation, and because his ex-wife or soon-to-be ex-wife made a false accusation, then that accusation still stands against this innocent man. The letter continues to state that, you know, that there was no police report, no hospital visits, no examination of the alleged victim or his ex-wife. And Larissa is asking for your help to seek justice for her son. She claims that her son is innocent of any wrongdoings. And so she's here to tell her story today. She's sharing her story with us. And so any callers that are on the line, feel free to just chime in and listen. Larissa, go ahead, please continue. Tell us more.
Yeah. What I also wanted, I mean, you know, like I said, pardon my English second language, but what I read from one of, not stories, but one website, it says, no, women faked it all in getting a pass because they are just women, you know, and have their agenda, like not share a custody, getting alimony, child support. That's what it's like, theme of all false accusation from women like that. And because there is really no law exists that they will be punished because they are women, you know, or something will find. But every false accusation should be punished. Not prison term, not like that, but there is like, if you parent and you wrongly accused another parent, you will lose your parental rights. That should be a law in this country. Then everybody will think about if it should be done or not. And also another word, they lied, and it's crime actually to do so. Plus an affront to those who experience hate crime. So anyone who was in my son's situation, and like all men, even women too, because men have accused their wives too for not paying child support or whatever the reasons, they can understand what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. And Larissa, it's interesting that you mentioned that, and thank you so much. It's a pleasure having you on our show today. You've made some very valid points, and I certainly do appreciate you and the questions and points that you have made. Now, committing perjury or lying before the courts is an act of fraud, and that is punishable by law. Fraud, perjury, that is punishable, and those that commit fraud and perjury of the courts, they should in fact receive not just monetary fines, but they should actually go to jail, because what they have done is they have ruined the lives of innocent people who will never, ever be the same. Their lives will never be the same. Our lives as innocent people, as falsely accused people, our lives, our families' lives, our children's lives will never, ever be the same. And people that do that, they need to be punished by the law.
But also, who needs to be punished? Those judges and prosecutors who doesn't, you know, like nearsighted, or like what I was studying to read about San Diego District Attorney Summer Stefan. I did research on here, and what I was reading, it's really just was terrifying, you know, like it's really she taking law in all her hands. And like I read about this, it was a case in California about Stephanie Crowe murder case where she was a prosecutor. And what I read was as a fellow, even prosecutors talk about her and what she did and how she, like, she's not a crusading hero. It's like what the appeal said, you know. And I understood that if she would not be elected as a DA, but instead Genevieve Jonas Wright, who is immigrant by herself and African-American, she was also a public defender, and she ran for that office, and she lost. And I'm more than sure that it will be different outcome for my son. You see, there is depends who is in head of DA, district attorney office.
Yes. Let me ask you something, because we have Russian listeners. We have listeners all across the world. Please, please tell your story briefly in Russian, in your language, and let them know what's going on in your language.
Дорогие друзья, кто, особенно кто в Крыму, и в Харькове, и в Москве, и во Владивостоке, кто слушает нас, и вы можете себе не поверить, как это ужасно привести сына в Америку, чтобы его невинного посадили в этот, ну, тюрьма, это джейл, это как еще нету приговора. Но он сидит там, и мы не можем, фо миллиона, фо миллион, миллион, я по-русски уже не знаю, 4 миллиона долларов это стоит, 4 миллиона и 100 тысяч долларов это стоит бейл. И они не могут это поставить ниже, потому что в Калифорнии существует Chelsea Law, и кто enforces, ну, кто, как сказать, делает implementation, ну, имплементацию этих законов, они just сначала это действительно посадить в тюрьму, а потом будем разбираться. И это разбирательство уже, слушания откладываются с декабря, откладываются с февраля, теперь это будет, теперь это будет в апреле. И самое ужасное, что слова его жены, которая вообще из Тайваня, они познакомились как студенты, и она вышла за него замуж и получила вот эту, ну, green card, постоянную green card называется, и сейчас она может стать, с этого месяца у нее легальный, она может получить гражданство благодаря сыну. И это всегда было, вот называется, это всегда было афера. Она знала, что это афера, даже... Даже дети, это не показатели. У них никогда ничего не было общего, действительно, кроме детей. Она до такой степени ненавидела Тайвань, что ей просто было наплевать, и теперь она решила избавиться от моего сына. И там он ей не нужен. И тем более за этот... мой сын думает, ну, верил вначале, что она любит, что она просто, как скажем, ну... сумасшествие временное было, такое вот злость, что она решила, ну, вот на него наклеветать, и чтобы его посадили в тюрьму. Так американский закон, и это называется Челси закон в Калифорнии, это пожизненное заключение, 25 до пожизненного заключения, это вот такой был... Вот, если он будет обвинен, но он уже не будет в этом обвинен, потому что нет физических доказательств, так в Америке это все равно не работает, потому что если ты
написано... Go ahead.
Если ты написал жалобу в полицию, вот это будет все в разбирательство, но не будут выяснять, это займет долгий-долгий процесс, и потому что бейл такой высокий, ну, это называется залог, что он просто не может выйти из тюрьмы, и, естественно, даже у меня есть хорошая работа. Но у меня нету 25-50 тысяч долларов, чтобы нанять адвоката, чтобы больше, потому что публичные защитники здесь, это действительно звучит публичный, они, у них очень много работы, потому что здесь очень много бедных людей, или просто такая сумма, что мы не можем, в любом случае, я не могу, даже со своей хорошей работой, я не могу нанять для своего сына, и он, естественно, в тюрьме потерял работу, и все. Окей. I guess I will go back to Kenya. I'm really appreciate again that you invited me, because I mean you can imagine what you have done for us, for me and my son.
No, Larissa, it's my pleasure. To help you is to help me and to help the thousands upon thousands of people that have been falsely accused and that are in the penal institution today. So it is an honor to have you on our show today, and I'm glad that you were able to speak your language to your people and let them know what's going on with you and your fight for justice for your family. It's important that they know what's going on. So I'm glad that we were able to get the word out. And I heard the pain in your voice. I heard your story as you spoke in your language, and I heard your cries for help. And you guys are just listening. If you are just tuning into our show, you're listening to our special and honored guest, Miss Larissa, whose son is currently detained with a bail that is that they her family is not able to afford. You say $4 million?
Yes, $4,100,000 without any physical evidence. That should be emphasis.
Her son is being held in, he's being detained on over a $4 million bail for something that he allegedly did not do, for a crime that he allegedly did not commit. Oh my God, I can't. I mean, I don't know what to say other than I know that the injustices in America continues to be repulsive. And it's not uncommon to hear people being locked up for crimes that they did not commit. Larissa, how can people get in contact with you if they are wanting to help you? How do you suggest that they contact you?
Do you have an email
or a number or however you want them to reach you?
Yeah, I mean, the best would be give email because I'm working Monday through Friday. And if someone contacts me through the email, I will give him my phone number if they would like to help or even just share their stories. Because and I will share my information, like the Marshall Project, and I will also share it with your show, the InnocentDead.org. And you just don't know. Sometimes we are like ostrich, you know, put our heads in sand because we don't want to know because it's too much overwhelming for us to know what's in reality goes on. But you like stay, you're like bystander, everybody bystander because it's sometimes too much. We have so much in our like deal. But as soon as you get to this justice machine, which will look like a crusher, you know, it's just a crusher, like stone crushers on some mines, and that's it. And you will be destroyed, especially if a filter system, because I work for an engineering company, I can do this sort of similar process. That is process, it will crush you. And then you will learn so much because you will read so much and try to figure out how it may happen in America. And then you, like the Marshall Project, I recommend for all listeners, just Google the Marshall Project and you might like Google your state and you will learn so much and you will thinking, oh my God, how innocent people can be like spend their lives in prison or even executed without DNA evidence, without anything. You just can't believe because there is like cases like, for example, child molestation, there's no DNA and it. So they will believe horrible. And you know what? I also was trying to, maybe we will do, next time I will share with you information. You see, there is a problem with American justice. There is a, call it, justice system. They want you to keep their prison, like, not overpopulated. So they will offer, plea bargain. You see, that is what I read in Marshall Project. If you Google, I will send you a link to it. And
absolutely,
you will think,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, just email me whatever you want to share, and we'll make it available. We've got about 30 seconds remaining, so we want to thank you all for tuning in. We encourage you to follow us if you like the interview by myself. I am King Ya. You can follow me at blogtalkradio.com/KingYa, KINGYA. Please stay tuned for more. We'll have more from Larissa in part two of our show, an examination of national domestic violence. Any last words for your son? We've got 20 seconds left.
My dear son, дорогой мой зайчик, будь умницей. Мама любит тебя. I love you, my dear son. I will do everything to free you. And all your accusations should be dropped. Immediately. And you should be free. like you were before December 11 last year. Thank you, Kenya. I am so appreciative again that you invited me to this show.
No worries. Thank you, Larissa. I appreciate you, and we will talk soon. I'll call you after the show. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye.